Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
His name is Drew Lynch. If there's a hot comedian, this guy is it. He's playing the Den Theater, 1331 North Milwaukee Avenue, Friday night and Saturday night, two shows each night. Friday, the 31st of January, Saturday night, February 1st. Drew, welcome to WGN Radio.
Steve, thanks for calling me hot, buddy. I appreciate you listening to me when I told you to say that about me.
Well, it's easy enough to do because you have a ginormous following, and one can thank America's
that
Got...
I'm compensating, for sure. I agree.
No. One can thank America's Got Talent for some of that as you receive the golden buzzer, which we can talk about, but also... who else can thank a concussion? And I do want you to tell that story and how you turned what might have been a detriment in your career, and I would argue it changed the trajectory of your career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's blessings sometimes come in the form of disguises. I for sure didn't know that I would end up in stand-up. And that one day I would be doing an interview with Steve from WGN, and here we are. I mean, you talk about the golden buzzer. I don't even care about that. This is where I wanted to be in this exact moment. And it all started because when I was 20 years old, I had a softball injury. It was like a freak accident where I, took a bad hop grounder to the throat, and I had fallen and hit my head, and I had a concussion. That was a major concussion, misdiagnosed as a concussion, which was a TBI at the time, and it changed everything, because before that I was out in Los Angeles pursuing acting, and I had an agent, and I had roles lined up, and I had momentum, and I even had appointments that I was going to that week for potentially booking some things, and some stuff with Disney under my belt. And so when that happened, I lost my motor skills. My memory wasn't as good. My speech was different. I was stuttering, and I couldn't figure out how to, I didn't know the timeline at which any of that would come back. And basically everybody in the industry, they didn't wait. They were just like, we can't represent somebody who's dealing with all this stuff. You maybe come back when you're better. And so they dropped me at that time. And that kind of forced me to really, I was devastated, obviously, because performing is something that I love, but acting specifically was something I loved and grew up doing my whole life. And so when that happened, and stand-up was just there to just as like an avenue to say, hey, this is kind of like, let me get my pain from my art, or my art from my pain. And shortly after that, America's Got Talent kind of picked it up, and I guess the rest is the rest is history.
Yeah, you say on stage, I'm a comedian who stutters. You can hear that. That must have been something that took a lot of bravery, I think, or did you not think about that, revealing that, or that became obvious, I guess, when you heard, especially back then, your stand-up routines. What do you attribute that success to? Is it a relatability that we all have to a vulnerability? All of us have something, and this is what you have.
I definitely think the more you can be vulnerable with anyone, it's a strength, and especially audiences, they can sniff out when something's not transparent or you're being dishonest. And stand-up is so vulnerable because it's just you and just your ideas and the way that you can communicate them. And so I definitely felt the heat of that adversity at that time, because here I am trying to pursue a job that requires the timing and being able to account for communicating effectively, and I wasn't able to control all of that. And so that was so scary. But the alternative was to just kind of roll over and let the circumstances dictate the rest of my life. And I wasn't really willing to to forfeit that. So I did what I knew best, which was to just try to be honest about the situation, make some self-deprecating jokes. You know, if I point out all of these flaws about me, you know, there's that age-old trope of, you know, just kind of poking fun at yourself so that way no one else can be armored with things you haven't already said. So I just kind of took that and ran with it and was like, you know, I'm going to make fun of every situation that I've ever been in if socially involving my speech. And ironically, or I guess unironically, over the years, the more honest I've been with myself and those situations, the more comfortable I've felt around people. And here's this condition that I have predicated on, you know, my level of anxiety, but it's gone down in knowing that people can accept me for having stuttered. People have accepted me for my growth and in not stuttering as much as my career and my personal space has grown. So, it's just wild, man. It's a wild art form and how simple it is and how bare bones and stripped down. But it's just you and your thoughts and the audience.
Well, Drew Lynch, right now you're one of the hottest comedians in the country. Is it ever annoying, though, when journalists like yours truly may say he's the comedian who stutters?
Yeah, I mean, you're not as annoying, Steve. There's just something
close,
about you that
close.
It's not, you know? Yeah, you're top two, but you're not the first. Here's the thing. There's a certain sheen of understanding in every business. And, you know, you look at certain comedians like, you know, you look at like, you know, Bill is like the angry redhead and Ali Wong is, you know, she was pregnant during her specials, but Kreischer is, he's shirtless on stage and he does the machine story. Everybody's got something that people use to identify, right? And so it's like there's a certain level of branding that, you know, I didn't dictate for myself, but it was something that, you know, by joking so much about it, I know that that's something that people, you know, come to identify me with. And it's hard because I don't like when I stutter because it makes me feel sad, right? But I don't like when I don't stutter because it makes you feel sad, you know? So it's like there's this navigating of like if people come to be like, you know, oh, but this is how I know him, you know, it's hard when I feel like, okay, I'm having a good day, I'm not stuttering, I'm not gonna stutter so you feel better about the fact that you met me at a time where I was, or you're like, oh, that, or, you know, it's like it devastates people sometimes when they meet me and I'm not stuttering. They react like they saw Mickey vaping at Epcot. It's insane. They're just like, well, where is it? And I'm like, what? You know, I was just having a good day, but now that I wasn't even thinking about it. And now that you brought it up, I'm like, I feel a certain responsibility to just be like, hey, like, you know, I am exactly where my feet are. So if that day I'm having a good day and I'm not stuttering, I can't put on the fact that I can just to make you feel better. And if there's a day where, you know, I'm struggling quite a bit, then that's just the nature of what happens. It's neurological and it's not always able to be controlled, and it continues to humble me in the worst of times.
Well, my guess is that you've helped a whole lot of people and you've heard from those people who have maybe a different kind of confidence because you are so open. And the other thing, I'll ask you about that when we come back. And another thing I want to ask you about and will is something I've always wanted to know. How come singers who stutter don't stutter when they sing? What do you think? We'll find out from Drew Lynch, comedian, very funny guy, when we come back on WGN.
To frolic the hallways, you know, so singing has been something that's helped, but it really is just because it's a different part of the brain.
What will you be doing at the Den Theater?
Just singing. I won't be doing any stand-up.
It'll be concert, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, I actually, I'm at the Den Theater. I will be filming a special. So Chicago is very special in that I love the Midwest. I'm from the Midwest. Chicago is a great comedy town. Everybody's cold and miserable, but they're just like in need of something to do indoors. And so when I am coming to Chicago on the 31st of January, 1st of February, we'll be doing the run of the set that night, that Friday, and then we're filming it that Saturday. And I would say that the set is going to be, it's going to be unlike anything I've ever done before, because of the nature of the material is very, very personal. And there's some things that there's a lot of people that I would assume, well, actually, no, only people who are very, very close to me. No, but there's things that I get to be candid about. Not just, I go all the way through the injury, all the way up to the progress of my speech and how it's been received and criticized, and then really some recent developments in my life that have kind of changed my life. And it's a very, very personal take on many things I've joked about over the years, but all the fine details of every part of what happened to me, why I felt the need to stop or continue, and how it's been received has gone into building this hour. This hour is called The Stuttering Comedian. That's going to be the name of the special, and I explore just the freak component, the component of feeling like I'm commercialized or like I'm a product and I'm not a person, and not in a victim-y way, and just in a way that's very much candid about what it is that I've experienced over the years, and what a business can do when you're struggling with a condition that's a big part of your brand. So.
Yep.
There's definitely some things that are going to be exciting on the physical set as well, the set of the stage. We're going to do some really, really cool things. So I'm just grateful to be coming to Chicago to do it, because I there's nothing more that I love than a town that loves comedy, and then I get to eat a whole pizza and sleep for a week and a half.
Yes, so it will be Drew Lynch before he eats that whole pizza at the Den Theater, 1331 North Milwaukee Avenue, Friday night, the 31st of January, and also the 1st of February on Saturday night. Two shows each night, and you may be then a part of his special, which will be seen later on somewhere. Drew, it is a pleasure to talk to you. And man, you know, if you're thinking, oh, I want some laughs, consider what I am talking about. But if you don't know Drew, he's easy enough to find. All you have to do is go to his YouTube page or just type in those names, Drew Lynch. You will find video after video after video. And he is some funny dude on stage, relatable humor. And yes, it's all about honesty. Drew, thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.